Nothing heard. As a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will designate a net control on this repeater. This is week 212 of the AMRON net. AMRON stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is welcome to participate on this net, and I spell AMRON phonetically, Alpha, Mike, Romeo, Romeo, Oscar, November. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power and communications outage, like I had a little while ago. To further that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication you have. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 project, and that's GMRS FRS3, which is Channel 3 on most pre-programmed radios, which is 462.612 megahertz. MERS-3, which is 151.940 megahertz, CB-3, and, if you have the license, Ham Simplex 146.420. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of the net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about AMRON, visit www.amron.com. Also, be sure to visit our local AMRON webpage at www.soamron.com for local information as well as the early check-in form. It says Sunday check-ins and the form works great, and I can attest to that. I've used it many times. For AMRON or radio questions that are not answered during this net or on the websites, or to get information and guidance on being a net operator or a Channel 3 project guide for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. And I repeat, that's sogmrsnet@gmail.com. You may also use this email address to sign up for the AMRON Intelligence Report via email. We are family-friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Okay, here we go. Here's the AMRON net word for the week. So get ready to write it down. It's to help you with your radio skills and receiving and passing accurate messages. This word's always a Bible verse. It stands for 2 weeks at a time. These radio skills are important for all operators at all levels in times of emergency. And you don't have to you're not required to participate in the word of the week if you don't want to. It's not a discussion thing, and you should study it on your own time. Write this down. Net word of the week is Psalm 112:7, the same as last week, and I repeat, NWOTW is Psalm 11:7.